The Victorian government has announced a permanent ban on the exploration and development for onshore unconventional gas. Earlier, I spoke with Cam Walker from Friends of the Earth to discuss if other states should follow Victoria's lead. I started by asking what the decision means for Victoria's $12 billion agricultural industry.
It's a huge decision for regional Victoria. We've had more than 75 communities organise themselves against this industry. There's been resounding opposition to unconventional gas, and it basically relieves the pressure and the threat that these communities were facing.
Can you explain a little bit more about the threat that the communities would be facing?
So a very large proportion of the best farmland in Victoria has been under exploration licence for various forms of gas in recent years. That includes coal seam gas, tight gas, shale gas and conventional gas. People are very concerned about the threats to aquifers. In particular, they're concerned about industrialisation of landscapes. They're concerned about impacts on their communities and particularly negative economic impacts of fly-in, fly-out industries that will bring short-term profits but long-term pain to communities. They've been organised against this industry, and the model they've used is gas-filled free organising, where they door knock each house in their community around the question of whether they want to declare themselves gas-filled free. Then they make a declaration. So it's been a fairly unprecedented campaign here in Victoria.
You mentioned farmland there. What will it mean now for that land that was open for exploration and making that land more productive now for farming?
Well, it just means people can get back to business. Some of the communities that we work with in Gippsland have previously had test drilling, including test fracking on their land. They just want to get on with life. So it's taken that threat off people's backs. The agricultural sector is worth about $11.6 billion per year here in Victoria. It employs more than 190,000 people. It's an enormous part of our economy, and it just means that what the government has done is privilege farming and economic activity through farming over short-term boom and bust gas mining.
It's the first of its kind in Australia, this decision. Do you think other states should follow, and would it be viable for other states to follow?
I think it's certainly viable for other states to follow. We've just recently had the Northern Territory election, of course, where the ALP promised a moratorium there. It's a live issue in places like Queensland and New South Wales, where the industry is very well advanced and people are living with the negative impacts of the industry. And it's certainly a model that might be used in places like southern Western Australia and Tasmania, where also people are very concerned about an emerging industry.
Friends of the Earth's Cam Walker there. That's the wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. If you've got a story, please email us. The email address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @NatRuralNews. And that's the state of the country. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.